So my dad's Jesse Tuggle. He played for the Falcons for 14 years.
My dad, Bruce Matthews, was drafted by the Houston Oilers and stuck with that team for 19 years. He played every position with the line, and he has a great insight on the game and knowledge about it and about every position that I've ever played. It's a huge blessing to have a figure like that to be my dad.
My dad, Jim Jeffcoat, played for the Dallas Cowboys, and he played for the Buffalo Bills from 95 to 97. I remember little glimpses from the last Super Bowl my dad won. I remember being excited to go on the field with him after a game. I mean, always he'd have me and my older brother with him, and he'd be sweating and give us kisses, and I remember his beard poking me, but I was just so excited to be down there on the field with him after a win because he was so excited.
When I was younger, it's funny because I didn't understand the altitude that he was playing at and just the level he was playing at. I remember some Sundays asking my mom, can I stay at home? I don't want to go to the games.
I mean, if you ask him, oh man, we got in so many arguments because I was just such a hard-headed kid in elementary school when I'd be playing. He'd coach me up and be like, no, I did that. And
we had a lot of fights growing up. He would make me mad. I'd run to my mom trying to get her to save me. But once I got older, I started respecting it a little bit more. And then, like, now as I see the day-to-day grind and what it takes to play that level, I really respect it even more now.
But now I've learned my lesson, that he definitely knows what he's talking about. And
his biggest thing is to get out and put it all out here on the field. He doesn't care how long I play. He wants me to go out there and play my best and have fun. That's the best advice, just to have fun, because when it's all said and done, football is a game.
My dad was known as the Hammer for how he played the game, the intensity he played with, the how he hit people on the field, and just seeing that around the city, how the city embraced him really motivated me as a young age that I want to be that guy. I want to be someone that someone looks up to, or that everyone knows their name. They see them out there making plays. And I see him on Sundays do it, but people didn't see him late at nights or during the week watching film or preparing the whole time before, going over notes. But I saw that as a young age, so I try to put that into my game now. I know it takes a lot of extra work on and off the field. So just seeing him play that high level, that's what I just aim at and try to shoot at for myself.
He's done a great job of, teaching me the ins and outs of football, but also the ins and outs of becoming a man and, having respect for people and just having setting that good moral foundation and, the path, how I feel like I want to raise my child.